December 11, End Times. In Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 16, verse 16, Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, occurs just before what we call the Transfiguration in chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. When Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, his whole being shone with a brilliance that meant no one could continue looking at him. We would think this would solve any concerns the disciples had about who this Jesus really was. Instead, it created a new problem. In chapter 17, verse 10, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" They had heard that the last book of the Old Testament spoke of Elijah coming to prepare the way for the Messiah in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. If Jesus is here already and Elijah isn't, could that mean that Jesus isn't really the Messiah? In chapter 17, verses 11 and 12 of Matthew, Jesus tells them that Elijah did come, but not as they expected. They were looking for the actual Elijah, whereas God intended all along to send John the Baptist, a man who would show Elijah's forthright character and carry his prophetic mantle, in verse 13. So the disciples' understanding about end times was both right and wrong. Our understanding of future events suffers similarly. In our Western tradition, we read most things literally and not symbolically. A reference to a person coming to us means that very person. Here it meant another person, just like the one described, but not the very same one. If the disciples had stuck to their end times teaching, they would have rejected Jesus as the true Messiah. We need to learn a lesson here. No one end times teaching seems to have all the answers to all the questions. Hold lightly to what you think is going to happen. God and God alone has it all worked out. Trust Him and Him alone.